The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Big Dog Woof Woof, Travis Woof Woof, McElroy Woof Woof.
And I'm sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
Thank you, everybody, for coming to our press conference. It's been a while since we
Sit down, please. Yeah, you. Sit down. Hey, why are you clapping?
Wait. Why are you clapping?
Stop it. We have a limited time frame.
Yes, please, listen. I am so excited to announce, it's been so much work getting to this point. I am so excited to announce that My Brother and Me series of non-fungible tokens, or in the parlance of the people, nifties.
Thank you.
That's what we call them.
We have a series, these exclusive JPEGs are... I mean,
glossy
and beautiful, easily downloadable, but ownable only by you.
Right. My
favorite is we've got a Torsi, the torso horse.
Yes. Oh, great.
Yeah. And it's an NFT. The bidding on that will start at $10,000.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I feel like it's going to be a lot higher.
There's shirtless jeans Griffin JPEG, which actually demanded there needed to be stats on it, like strength,
like a baseball card,
like strength stat, well, more Pokemon, like strength stat, how much energy it costs for me to do my like flexing powers that makes like fall down.
I've done one here,
and that one's like $9.
I've done one here so you guys know the Mona Lisa, right?
Yes.
I took a picture of that when I was at the Louvre.
Yeah.
And then I photoshopped in an engorged penis instead of the face.
Oh, cool.
And I call it Boner Lisa.
We're not in Work of Art right
we're
now.
We're not.
No, I understand. I understand
into it.
But it is kind of a tribute to that.
Thank you.
NFT.
Yes, a little bit. Still kept the enigmatic smile. This is a boner with a secret. And that one, the bidding actually started at $50,000, but it's already been more or less purchased. We're in final talks. Tom Hanks wants to buy it and option it and write a script about it.
Yeah.
I think it's like a Da Vinci Code spinoff or something.
Yeah.
So that's more or less spoken for at this point.
So these are really exciting, and we're using some of the usual channels to... sell these NFTs.
eBay.
Books a million.
One of them might be crypto site.
Uh-huh.
Open place.
Crypto site openplace.gov.
Crypto site openplace.gov. We're selling these. And we're just excited. And to answer your question, 3% of all profits will be give it to charity. So, I mean, I don't
that
mean
much?
To tell you. That's, well, we're like 1.5 to 3. Well, 3 point, there's a percentage deal.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
We're also doing MP3s, which is what a lot of people are calling MP3s these days.
Yeah.
This episode, every word I'm saying right now is just like money, money. When I'm saying money, it's actually increasing the value of the money.
Yeah.
And of
and
course,
I'm releasing my own Fall Out Boy cover album. That's just Fall In Boy, and there's like a comma and exclamation point in there, and that will be available directly through
check
the crypto
this,
site.
Hey guys, check
Open
this
Space.
Out. Check this out. Bazinga! So I'm going to NFT that. That. Just that one sort of time. 1.5 second soundbite.
Sorry, wait. Oh, they got another press conference starting here.
Oh.
So we got to wrap up. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for coming. And we'll turn it over to them right now. Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming today. Gosh, where to begin?
Mistakes were made.
But first, let me begin with an apology.
Yeah.
We did not consider our NFT program before we announced it to you, the listening public. And for that, we are, so sorry. Really sorry.
And I know what you're thinking, but then how did you schedule this press conference? This was going to be a bit of a victory lap press conference because we thought we'd figured out NFTs and we were going to brag about how good we did. Make a plan and God laughs.
Apparently, some of the things we've heard, one, if I could just run down some of the chief complaints One, stupid.
Yeah.
And like that was a big one. Number two, killing the planet.
Yeah.
There are apparently these things. They're not so nifty for old Mother Earth.
Yep, which is weird. Yep. It's just me saying bazinga and then 1,000 trees die. Yeah.
Now, to be fair, Boner Lisa is a lot of gigabytes. It's about 100 GBs.
It's uncompressed all the way.
If you tweeted when you were listening to the first part of this about how mad you were.
Yeah.
We hope you will now.
We did
issue
see,
a
we did
heard
see
you.
That.
Yeah, we
did
heard
see
you.
That.
We heard you. And if you could issue a retraction, like, thank goodness they're doing the right thing.
Yeah,
these guys always, they say the McElroys, they usually get it right in the end.
Right.
And this is probably our quickest turnaround.
Yeah,
that's coming from
too.
Three guys that announced a slate of live shows and canceled them the next day. So, like, this is actually a new land speed, a new land shame record for us, which is huge.
And I do want to, Tom Hanks, if you're listening, I will not be returning the down payment on Boner Lisa. That is already spent.
Dude's a real fucking crypto geek.
Yeah. Well, he loves it because he first got into it because he was like, Crips, I love exploring those things. And then somebody explained to him, but he had already invested millions of dollars.
Right. And I did want to say to Elon Musk, I think you stink, but thank you for the $7.5 million for Bazinga. I noticed you've been putting it in all your tweets. You've been embedding the Bazinga soundbite in all your tweets, which I did not know was possible. And it is funny. And I guess that's all. I think, again, personally, on like a personal moral level, I do think that you are a shithead, belongs in the garbage. But I'm going to do so much good with that $8.5 million. I forget what I said. It's a lot of money, though.
So thank you, and we're sorry. Let's get into the show.
But not to Tom Hanks.
I'm sorry to Tom Hanks.
About what?
But that's just because I haven't watched Finch yet.
Kind
of want me about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? I keep getting those texts like, what do you think? And I'm like, it's next.
Next on the list, buddy. Promise.
But I've been saying that for a while, and then Witcher came out, and I was like, oh, man, I got to watch Witcher first. And he's like, I get it. I love Geralt and all of his wacky shenanigans, but then you'll watch Finch, right? And I was like, well, it's not really, I don't know if it's a holiday appropriate. And he was like, I get that. But like January 2nd, and I was like, you got it, buddy. And I know I'm not going to.
I've been doing
a Cowboy Bebop rewatch. Well, it's sort of like a rewatch. They should have a name for a rewatch that you do the first time.
Yeah.
But it's like that. From my desk at work.
A note from Justin McElroy.
Re the NFT debacle.
From the desk of Justin. Well,
Team McElroy, we let you down again. And gosh, it's a tough one. I have a door that opens into a common hallway. I got a door.
A door. Look at you.
So everyone who goes past can see me, and I can overhear any conversations in the hall. I control it all.
All from my little desk.
I'm just watching the game, controlling it. I just heard another coworker telling someone that there was birthday cake downstairs and that they should go as a group to get some. However, I don't know whose birthday it is, and that coworker didn't explicitly invite me, even though she could see me at my desk. I really want free cake, but I'm afraid it's going to be awkward if I go down to this party alone and uninvited. Brothers, how can I invite myself down for some cake? That's from Cake Conundrum in California.
I feel like this is a non-problem, right? If there's...
They're all non-problems, Trav, but we got a podcast.
Yeah, we don't include actual problems.
If the statement is made, there is birthday cake downstairs. Now, what I am assuming here, because there's no other details given, that even though it is a separate floor, it is the same business, that this is not like a different business that you would be walking into.
Oh, interesting.
That's a different thing. But as long as this is like the same business and just a different floor of the office, the cake's there for everybody, whether you know who that person is or not, right? Like,
yeah,
there has never been an office birthday cake in which you had to pass a test of like answering personal questions about the person. And chances are there are names on the ding dang thing.
It's, but no, I don't think this is as risk-free as you're making it out to be.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of people down there. And if you're not the type of person that usually socializes and you grab yourself a big honking piece of cake, the one that actually has Deremy's face on it, yeah. Then they're not going to just let that slide. I don't want to be a real fuddy-duddy. And I know that's
a real Fuddrucker.
I occupy the Fuddrucker sector on this show more times than I prefer, but most birthday cake, specifically store-bought birthday cake, is not like very good, or at least not so good that it merits this kind of like what I would call bold sort of social interaction.
Oh, now
sounds like somebody has been living away from Kroger for too long. You've forgotten the face of your Whippy, because Kroger Whippy is worth it.
True.
Hey, folks, if you never had a cake with Kroger Whippy,
it's the best.
You need to get yourself to a Kroger right away and get you some Whippy.
Not only that, Griffin, but I know you. I've known you for a long time. You've never had a traditional office job. So you do not know the joy.
I worked at Tri-Data.
I guess that's true.
For one,
I don't know you
summer.
At all. You're a complete stranger to me. But maybe you've just forgotten in the intervening years the joy of having any kind of blip of difference in the day where, like, you go into work and you're like, this is a normal day, right?
Yeah.
And then all it takes is, like, you could have a surprise piece of cake, no matter what the quality. Well, that's different, right? That feeling of, it's not about if the cake is good or not. It's that it's different than not cake.
That's fair, but I've had so many crumbly ass birthday cakes. Hey, can I just a quick aside? I did tell Henry like early this year about how Tommy Smurl fired me for not doing a very good job during my summer working at Tri-Data. And to this day, he still leverages that in any sort of example where he needs to take me down a peg or two.
Oh, wow.
Just a lot of like, you better come to the Blue Room and play with me, or else I'm going to call Tommy to have him fire you again.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Or
is this true?
It is 100% true. The first time he did it, it was kind of sweet, because he was like, when we go home for Christmas, I'm going to yell at Tommy because he fired you. And I was like, damn, that would be one, fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
But two, really sweet. But now he's decided, like, it's good that Tommy fired me.
You know, actually, I've been reviewing the logs. You were behind on your quotas.
Yeah, fucking of course I was, dog.
You went to Bonnaroo, I know.
No, I mean, even when I was at that job, I was Buddy the Elf making Etch-a-Sketches. I was a fucking idiot. Anyway, can we talk to the wizard for a sec?
Yeah, let's approach him.
The wizard's got a really wild one for us, a real wild ride for us, and I would say thank you to the wizard. And also thank you to Drew for sending this in. How to stop a wedding?
Oh.
We've all seen the movies where a person halts a wedding in progress in order to get the one they truly love. In reality, stopping a wedding is a much more serious undertaking. It involves a lot of thought.
Yeah!
It involves a lot of thought and planning and taking an honest look at your motives and intentions. If you truly believe the couple shouldn't be together, and if you believe you're justified in doing so, we have some suggestions for going about stopping a wedding with logic and legal action.
Now, just real quick check-in between me and my brothers here. When you got, how old were you guys before you had the realization that the if anybody doesn't want them to get married, speak now, wasn't actually like a normal part of a wedding? Like,
yeah, it doesn't pop up as much.
When I was a kid, I thought that there was a tense moment in every wedding where it's just like a quick audience poll, anybody. And if you like, well, only two people raised their hands, so we're going to keep going with it. I think everybody cool. I mean, I get
though. If I've ever heard anybody do it, it's been in like everybody's. There's a human in there. Let's be honest. It's usually like a friend of the groom who has a big problem like with silences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like it starts to like get too real, and he's like, "Yeah, Rick sucks."
Okay. Yeah. Well. Okay.
It's my problem. I love you, Beth.
I would want that. I don't think
you can do better,
that.
Beth. I know Rick's my best friend, but he's just shit.
We didn't do this at mine and Rachel's wedding, but I kind of wish we did because there's something about like putting your love through that crucible, like making it vulnerable for a second, because you lift up the armor to show your soft underbelly, because you're like, if you really do want to step to this and tear apart this infinite love, this here's your chance.
Oh, I wish I had done it just for entrapment. Just somebody's like, yeah, you know what? And I'm like, ha, trick question. We're not going to not get married, but now you get the fuck out of here. You don't get any cake later.
Or they speak their mind, and then the officiant is like, okay, noted. No one gives a shit. Sit the fuck back down. That was rude. Sit down.
Okay, don't make this about you, Derek.
Let's get into it, man. Part one, approaching the couple. Consider your motivations. Why do you want to stop the wedding? It doesn't say because you're in love with the other person, but maybe we'll get to that point. Don't base halting a wedding purely on emotions like jealousy or hatred. Those can be worked through with communication and therapy.
But it's not a bad place to start, you know?
Yeah. Talk to the family members or other people involved in the wedding to find out if someone else feels similarly. Psst, hey, grandma. Hey, Butch's grandma. Hey, this feels off, right?
Hey, something where are you stinks, at? Just right? Hot or cold?
Yeah. Hey, Stacy's dad. Kind of sucks, right? Am I right or am I right?
Also, when are you going to divorce your wife so I can date her?
Yeah.
Because it's Stacy's mom.
Let's meet with the bride and groom privately to talk. It's a fun conversation.
That's going
to
go great.
Hey, guys, what's up? We got beer in the fridge, and I don't think you should be in. I don't think you should be in love forever. And here's a PowerPoint presentation. I really want you to pay attention. I worked really hard on this PowerPoint of why. Can you not actually embrace right now? I need you guys to sit sort of farther apart from one another.
In fact, I have two separate presentations. Yours is going to be over there in my kids' room. I've set it up, and yours is going to be in here. So if you guys could take a break, it's about 45 minutes. So like, go to the bathroom first,
right?
Because I don't want to pause them. They're kind of synchronized, and so I don't want it to get off. Where are you going?
This is a long article. Address your concerns one-on-one. This may be a good time to ask questions about how they're feeling about the wedding and what their future looks like in their eyes, why they believe their significant other is the one for them, etc. That kind of discussion could bring up uncertainty that they may have about getting married, and you can use it to enable them to think a little more and possibly call off the wedding. Wowzers, bowsers. That's pretty, I would say, toxic behavior from you, the friend who is concerned about both of them.
Oh, what's that? They snore. Something to think about. You know, they're gonna snore all the time, forever. Something to think about, eh?
Have you smelled this guy's football farts? Have you really been in the room with him during a football game? I don't know.
I thought it was like after they played football or ate
after
a football.
They play football, they come back to the locker room and really stink up the joint. Convince the couple to wait a year. Come on, guys. Listen to my points. Just take a year. Like, it's irresponsible to rush into this. You've been dating for 12 years? Oh, fuck.
You've waited this long to have sex. Just one more year.
A little bit more. Another excuse to hold off until another year would be family events coming up, such as Grandpa's 80th or the birth of a new baby.
Now, you could see if you could maybe double up Grandpa's 80th with the wedding, so that way people don't have to travel as much. That would be cool. Yeah.
Let's gather everyone around Grandpa.
Right now.
This should be fun.
Presently.
Everyone, surround him. Press your bodies against Grandpa.
Let's lay hands on Grandpa.
Let's lay breath on Grandpa.
Everybody, touches, give the breath of life to Grandpa right now.
Everyone, touch this old man's face.
We're going to hold his eye open so you can just touch his eyeball.
How could you even think about getting married in the same year as Grandpa's final birthday?
What? Hold on.
Why are we calling it that?
Let me just say that the WikiHow art, it's always good. So far, it's just been a couple listening to their friend who looks more and more frantic. And the couple's faces look more and more like, what the fuck are you talking about? And in this one, the woman in this couple is just piercing daggers right at the man as he... Step five, suggest a fake wedding. Discuss holding a wedding celebration, but without the minister and paperwork, no one else has to know it's not legally binding and everyone can still enjoy themselves.
What would be the context for that? How would that sales pitch go?
Hey, guys, have I got an idea for you?
Yes. Imagine, if you will, the cost and inconvenience of a wedding, mm-hmm. but without any of the permanent effects.
And that way you guys can just bail whenever you want. Right? Isn't that? No, that's the opposite. Wait. Oh, you're telling me.
Okay, got it.
Okay, that's the opposite. Okay.
It gets wilder. Part two, taking other action. One, call out the lies. If you know the know the wedding is a fraud,
what?
I guess if you succeeded in the prior step in convincing them to have a
proof that this is not
a phony baloney tech rehearsal wedding. Or if there are legal reasons the wedding should not go through as planned, you have at least 28 days to take legal action. Hey, what's up? Now, I'm here to legally stop a wedding. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. When was it scheduled for? Oh, I don't know. Let me call and ask.
I wasn't invited, obviously.
I was actually uninvited. Let me call and double check.
Hey, WikiHow, just throwing out that there's a legal reason that the wedding should not happen and throwing that in there with... I don't know if you two are going to get along forever. That feels like that should be a separate article, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm thinking about something as we talk about this. You know, a wedding, obviously weddings are kind of out of vogue with a lot of people, which I completely get. Everybody should do their own thing. But we did the wedding thing. All three of us here.
Not and together.
No. That would have been weird. We did the wedding separately thing. And you know, the stress of a wedding is like, it feels like, you know, this is your shot to get it right. You're just going to get married one time and it's a lot of expense. And like, you have to come up with opinions about stuff that you may not necessarily care about. And if it doesn't go well, then it's like devastating, right? But what if every wedding had like a villain, right?
Huh.
I feel like maybe if you have the Phantom of the Wedding, where it's like your choices then don't just become a reflection of your personalities and your love, but more like a defensive sort of like preparing for.
Oh, in defiance.
The different ways that the Phantom of the Wedding will like try to thwart you.
That's good.
And your actions. So like it gives a slightly more competitive element where it's like, if it goes 80% good, that's huge,
awesome.
Right?
That's awesome.
Because you've like thwarted the Phantom at a lot of different turns with a lot of their different machinations to try to keep your marriage from culminating.
Well, because that's the thing to keep in mind is you and your partner, right? You've got a lot on your mind that has to go right. All the Phantom has to do is make things go wrong, and that's a lot easier. So if you get 80%, it's a huge victory. Now, I will also add to this plan, Justin, another reason I like the introduction of the Phantom is you can then also create whatever the opposite of a safe word is with the Phantom, where if too much is going badly, you say that word and the Phantom ends the wedding.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's the Phantom's fault.
Yeah, he won. The Phantom won.
And you get a redo. You get to do the wedding again.
You should be able to pick your villain too. Like,
like in Dead by Dawn or Dead by Daylight.
Here comes Dr. Bones, the skeleton that always comes to try and stop our wedding. Here's the problem.
Yes.
Is that you?
There's no problem.
Dr. Bones.
Oh, no, it's the praying mantis that's been hunting me ever since I was a child.
Dr. Bones is a contractor who you are going to have to seek out and hire. So it's like in hiring Dr. Bones, you are participating in the process that Dr. Bones is sworn to disrupt.
The best man hires.
Yes.
So
you
actually don't know who it is. Can you imagine how much more thrilling it would be to plan a wedding if when you're talking to the DJ, you're like, and you promise you're not going to play R. Kelly songs. And like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
no,
and you're not
no
Dr. Bones,
like,
right?
No, but you really, 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 you understand. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm a friendly skeleton. My name is Dr. Tunes. I play the tunes, you see.
I'm Dr. Frankenstein. Mm.
No, I'm Frankenstein's monster, but I'm not here for that. I'm in my off time. I'm a DJ. I promise you. Listen.
I know why you would assume that I'm working for the Phantoms, and that's like completely fair.
No, no, I'm the DJing Mantis. I promise you, I'm going to bite the head off of boredom.
That's drama. I mean, that's drama. That's what you want from any event. I mean, maybe this is good for birthday parties too. Where it's like you have someone working against you when you're planning a party.
How was the bridal shower? Oh, it was great. It was a really good crudité, and we defeated that evil Sasquatch. Not the stinky Sasquatch. Yeah, he showed up. He tried to take the cake, literally.
It would be so fucking rad if you're like trying to do a wedding and you think that you've gotten away with it. Yeah. You've defeated the Phantom, and then a werewolf jumps through the door. And it's like, oh, fuck, now we got to deal with this.
And then what's that? Oh, the Phantom arrived. He's going to help you fight the werewolf. Oh, enemies to friends. Everybody loves that
shit. Let's keep rocking. Step two, involve others. That's great. Get their best friends all in a big group to really, really forever scar these people sort of emotionally. It does say use this as a last resort because it could be pretty traumatic. So at least they are messy, sort of looking out. And then step three is totally normal. Follow the money.
Whoa,
if the couple are relying on one or both of their parents to support the wedding, you may want to try and stop the money source so the wedding will be called off.
To kill their parents.
I don't think that's what it suggests.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Griffin, because then they would still inherit it.
They would inherit the money.
So seduce the parents, and then you're going to marry them and then kill them.
Or identity.
So you inherit the money.
You could have Dr. Bones identity steal both of them at the same time.
I feel like to jump back a second, group of friends to convince them out of it, bad. Group of enemies to just go on and on about what a good idea they think it is, that's the way to go, right?
Now we're cooking with gas.
Because group of friends could go badly, right? Because then it's like, well, we're still getting married, and now we also hate all of you, right? But if they're like, oh, I hate Debbie from work, and Debbie's like, I love that you guys are getting married, that's so great. Like, now it's like, well, fuck, if Debbie thinks it's a good idea.
The last section real quick, waiting it out. Step one, void the marriage after the wedding. You can use an annulment to legally cancel out the marriage as if it never happened.
Not secondhand, though.
As a third party, probably not that.
Hey, Pope, it's me, Bob. Annul it.
They didn't fuck. Deleted. Let me see your rings. Oh, you're not married no more.
Annulled.
You just got annulled. If you press the annulment button and eat the rings, it's done. Step two, wait for the marriage to fail down the road. If the couple are fairly young and it's their first marriage, there's a 40% chance the marriage will end in divorce. Those are good odds.
Wait, for what? To what end?
To wait for them to split up naturally.
Yeah, but then... But the reason to stop the marriage would be to stop something bad from happening. And then you're like, hey, well, if that doesn't work
out,
just wait for something bad to happen.
There's no step here that's like, rub it in their fucking faces. Do it as they walk out of the town hall where they sign the annulment papers. You be there outside doing a quarterback dance, just sort of yelling about how you called it. Step three is
And now you're mad because you ain't a couple? Well, we're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Last step is move on. But you can't. You won't.
Keep your grades up.
Keep your grades up.
Keep your grades up. That should honestly be number one in every Wiki House should be. Just don't.
I think that's what Justin said, I think, during the live show.
Yes. Yeah. Keep your grades up. And move on should be, that should be step one, move on. Step two, keep your grades up. Step three, all right, fine. Here you go.
I tell you, I've read like a lot of, you know, different how-tos in my life for different hobbies or whatever. So few of them end with like, know when to pack it in.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you're licked. Maybe it's not for you. I don't know.
Hey, look over at his job. How's he doing on his? Oh, it's way better than yours. Ugh. You guys have been doing it for the same amount of time, huh? Maybe you just don't have it.
Maybe it's not for you. Yeah. Just know when to quit.
MoveOn.org.
Is there anything else, Griffin?
I mean, there's some questions from some people, and a lot of people asking very inappropriate questions, I would say. Someone asked, is there a good way to stop my own wedding without making this things awkward? And I would say it would be a lot easier. Yeah, I think hiring a Dr. Bones or just asking one of your friends to start this mission, this quest to tear the two of you apart.
It can't be one of your friends. Just side note, you're going to have to plan ahead 6 months before the wedding, hire, like find somebody, right, as a plant friend, and you're going to do a lot to talk about how close you've grown together and how important they are, and then they're going to ruin it. And then if that doesn't work, you have to be ready to jettison that person, right? Yeah. So I think you can't just pick your best friend to do it. Especially if your parents are there going to be like, hey, your best friend kind of fucked this all up for you. You got to be like, yeah, I don't talk to him anymore. Yeah. And it's because you like paid him
an agreed
upon amount. Plus, then you're a jobs creator.
Absolutely. That's the best part.
In this economy?
In this economy, to keep this going, we got a labor shortage. So we don't need more jobs. We need better jobs, better pay.
Better pizza.
Great.
Better Papa pizza.
John's. Papa John's.
What's up, guys? I know. We fucked up, but check our jobs out. What's that? They're pretty bad? Oh, fuck. $14, also, $14 is a lot of money. What the fuck's wrong with you? $14 is good.
We need to figure out a way to pronounce Papa John's and audibly remove the apostrophe, by the way. How do you pronounce it different out loud? So if you're only hearing it audibly, you know which one we're talking about.
Well, I mean, you turn to John John's, the Martian Manhunter, right? Yeah. Papa John's.
There you go.
Is maybe one option. Or maybe just Papa Shaq's.
Papa Shaq's is much better.
Shaq is much closer to the brand now. I think
it should actually just be Pizza Shaq, by the way.
Pizza Shaq is really good, Trav.
I know. Thank you very much.
Well, it'll be Pizza Shaq's. So then it'll be like, where do you want to order from? Pizza Shaq's. Well, which one are you going to choose?
Then maybe it could be Pizza's Shaq.
No, it wouldn't be Pizza Shaq's. That is a wild Yoda-esque way.
The pizza of Shaq.
The pizza of Shaq.
Shaq. Shaq is like hut.
Yeah.
You understand? Griffin, do you not get it? Like, Shaq's like hut.
Just call it the pizza of Shaq. I don't understand.
Saying pizza's a possessive Shaq. This is the Shaq that pizza owns, right? At this point, it is not Shaq's pizza, right? That means that he has control of this. At this point, the pizza has such control over Shaq that and this is pizza's Shaq.
Okay, wait a minute. How about we do? You can get a question mark in there. It's just like
pizza Shaq?
Pizza?
Shaq's, oh, I thought it was like, asking Shaq if he wanted pizza. Pizza Shaq? And then it was Shaq's catchphrase where I was like, yeah, sure. Sounds great.
Sure, I'll have some pizza.
I'd love to.
We're going to take a quick break from some corporate sponsors, and then we're going to go with you to the rest of the show. So come on, come with us to the Money Zone.
Justin?
Yeah, Trev?
How have stamps changed your life?
I love all the different small pictures on them. Yeah. I don't know how they get the pictures so small.
Yep.
And I love that they can help me send packages all over the world. I don't love having to go to the post office to get the stamps and to send the things, you know.
My God. This is stuff. What a coincidence, Justin. Because now I get to tell you about stamps.com, where you still get the little pictures and you can still send them, but you don't have to go to the post office and you can avoid all of the hectic holiday shopping traffic. You can save time and money. Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you compare rates, print labels, and access exclusive discounts on UPS and USPS services all year long. And with stamps.com, you can get discounts you can't find anywhere else. Like up to, get this number, it's very big, 40% off of USPS rates. But this number is even bigger, Justin. 76% off UPS. That's a lot of percent. I know.
That's a lot of percent.
So much percent. And you know what's wild? They could have just made it 75.
But no. They had to push farther.
They had to take it 1% more. If you spend more than a few minutes a week dealing with mail and shipping, Stamps.com is a lifesaver. So check it out. Save time and money this holiday season with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER, all one word.
Oh, my style? It came out of... Oh, my style? Were you at you? Yeah. I was gone there for a bit. I assumed you guys were talking about my new style and how awesome it makes me look and young.
I could see you could phrase it that way.
Well, it's because the shirt, I asked for it to like come up just above my belly button.
But you also got giant shorts.
Yeah, and I asked for the most diaper like shorts, and then on the shorts it says Paschetti on it.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. Yeah,
it's fucking cool, and it came from Stitch
Fix.
But
tiny shoes.
Listen, style isn't one size fits all. Sometimes the shirt's too small, and the diaper's too big, and the shoes are too small. But it's about what suits your body. And right now, this is what I need, and I want you guys to fucking respect it.
Okay,
I do, Griff. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. I'm a whittle baby. And why not shop at a store that's personalized to your size and style?
How much they try to talk you out of it.
I'm talking about Stitch Fix Freestyle. It's a shop built just for you from the ground up. It's a trusted style destination where you can discover and instantly buy curated items based on your style, likes, and lifestyle. Whether you're looking for a brand you love or you want to try a new one, at Stitch Fix Freestyle, you can shop a range of over 1,000 brands. I didn't even know there were that many brands.
It's a lot of brands.
I buy Big Tuckin' shirts, and
I love Big Tuckin' stuff. By the way,
I buy Stinko jeans. Yeah. That's about it. Is those and I get Puma socks from Costco. Anyway,
yeah, one of those things is true.
Listen, you can shop a range of over 1,000 brands, and those brands are going to be personalized to your style and fit. There's no subscription. They offer free shipping, returns, and exchanges. Just do it. Get started today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/mybrother. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother to try Stitch Fix Freestyle. stitchfix.com/mybrother.
This week on Tights and Fights, Austin Creed, better known as WWE superstar Xavier Woods, unbalancing his many passions.
This dude actually wants these ridiculous things. He wants to wear a crown. He wants to be a G4. He wants to have a yacht rock band. Like, he wants to DJ at a festival one day.
WWE and G4's Austin Creed on Tights and Fights. Find it on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like we did a really good job with that, guys.
Cool. Yeah, we're definitely not going to hear anything about how we made it sound like Stitch Fix dressed our little brother in a big diaper and tiny shirt and tiny shoes.
Okay, that was a joke. Stitch Fix, golly.
God.
We need a way, we should just say up front, this is what my daughter does. BB will say, like, I'm going to tell you something funny, and then she'll tell a joke as a way to, like, prep me to make sure I know that I'm supposed to laugh when she's done talking. We should do that more on the show, be like, hey, this thing I'm about to say, it's not real. This is a joke. And then tell it. Because it can get confusing to me.
Yeah, more setup.
I don't even know.
This is not a joke.
Okay, thank you.
I want to munch.
Bells.
I want to munch.
It feels like you don't need us for this. If you have bills.
Yeah, I kind of replaced you guys with bells, and I'm really sorry.
That's okay. I get it.
You guys want to talk about Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Every day.
Well, good news, guys. Because Mariah is taking the holidays up an octave with the 12 days of McDonald's deals.
Huh.
Cool.
Each day from December 13th through December 24th. So got a little bit left. All this McDonald's wants this holiday season is for you to join Mariah Carey for 12 days of deals.
Wow, that's a sweaty one, isn't it?
Because it's super sweaty.
All I want for Christmas is you. Oh, yeah, I get it. We'll change half those words.
And then insert a preposition because we don't have the guts to just abandon it. Because when an iconic holiday superstar is a fan of the Golden Arches, it's only right to begin the season by gifting customers an entire menu full of free asterisk goodies. Uh-oh. From Mariah's own favorite. Anyone?
Like her favorite thing. I'm going to say.
What's Mariah's favorite?
I'm going to say a McFlurry.
Okay, Griffin?
Just the hash browns.
Classic cheeseburger.
Oh, no. To soft-bake. No, there's no fucking
way. I'm sorry,
way.
Travis. That's what she told McDonald's. To soft-bake chocolate. Don't call Mariah a liar.
I'm actually, you know what?
She's not Mariah Carey. She's
I'm
Mariah Carey.
McDonald's a liar. I don't think they spoke to Mariah Carey before they started this whole thing.
The Mariah menu will make its debut in the U.S. on December 13th, featuring a different free item, double asterisk,
each day,
with a $1 minimum purchase on the McDonald's app. Some of my favorite memories with my kids are our family trips to McDonald's.
Uh-huh, sure.
So I'm Mariah Carey, and I take my kids to McDonald's all the time, and they're loving
just
it.
Just me and my kids. To McDonald's. We go to McDonald's, and I always get a classic cheeseburger. This is definitely me, Mariah Carey.
This is Mariah Carey.
I can only use the bathroom at McDonald's.
The only phase I've ever felt truly like a success slash alive is McDonald's, when I'm eating a classic cheeseburger.
Each of us has our go-to order. Mine is the cheeseburger.
No.
And I get it with extra pickles.
I'm Mariah Carey. I love extra pickles because, damn it, I'm worth it. I know it costs a little bit extra, but fuck it. I'm Mariah Carey. I love pickles.
Fucking reality in which someone's at the register McDonald's and the person in front of me is like, hello, I'm Mariah Carey. I would like one cheeseburger. No drink for me today. Thanks.
One cheeseburger.
I'd like a single cheeseburger with extra pickles. I'll wait. Just put it in my hands. I don't need a wrapper.
Would you like a combo meal with fries and a... No!
No!
What a fucking idiot question. No.
Mariah goes with the holidays like ketchup and fries.
Yeah.
So we couldn't think of a better partner to help us celebrate the upcoming season, said someone at McDonald's. Just like McDonald's brings people around the table with their favorite orders, Mariah's music connects us all during this time of year. So we're excited to team up to bring even more holiday cheer to our fans.
And hey, I'm gonna float something to you guys, because this just occurred to me. Listen, sure. We have lots of wonderful fans, and they're great. But I don't think we're big enough. I think that we could say... We've partnered with Mariah Carey, and like one episode, in each episode, she's going to bring you one segment that Mariah Carey picked. And I don't think we're big enough that it would ever actually get back to Mariah Carey. I think we could totally do it and just get away with it.
Can I make this sort of like vision board announcement? If you are a restaurant, a real restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And you want to get at us with multiple locations, it has to be more than one location. It can be a two restaurant chain,
sure.
And you want to do a McElroy family meal? Please get at us.
It's gonna please. Be buck wild.
We'll
it'll
work
be
it
weird.
For you. I promise it'll
because
be really
I tell
good.
You this: if I get my chance, it ain't gonna be a classic cheeseburger. It's gonna be like a McFlurry dumped over fries with chopped up pickles on it.
It's gonna
and
be
people
some
are gonna
high
be like,
school...
"You really eat it?" And I'm gonna be like, "Yeah, dance, eat it,
it's
eat
some
it now."
High school lunchroom dare bullshit.
Yeah. It's gonna get.
It's gonna
weird.
Be all school pizza. The Mariah menu items will be served in fun and festive packaging.
If McDonald's wants to reach out, we're bringing back the McPizza, and you can't stop us.
Yeah. We worked with Mariah to create a design we know the Lambilly and McDonald's fans will love. You'll know the bags when you see them, just like you know her famed holiday jingle from the song's first notes.
Hey, I want you guys to just picture for a second Mariah Carey, like, sitting over, like, an artist's easel. And like dad, like just trying to design this bag, and she just can't get it right because that's definitely what it might have also been like a big fancy iPad with like a thing, but definitely this is something Mariah Carey definitely directly worked on.
What using the Wi-Fi at McDonald's?
Using the Wi-Fi super at cool. McDonald's.
Hey, good news, guys! I want to talk about Mariah Carey. Okay. Mariah Carey has released the Holiday Hits Cookie Trio.
Wait.
Just in time for the holidays, Mariah's Cookies, a virtual bakery by iconic superstar Mariah Carey.
They're virtual cookies?
No, they're real. Yes, they're virtual cookies. You get them from any website installed on your computer.
I accept these
hits.
Cookies. That
holiday
sounds delicious.
Holiday Hits Cookies?
Holiday Hits Cookie Trio, available for the most wonderful time of the year.
Because she wrote now, Holiday Hits?
Yeah, so she's got from her virtual bakery at Mariah's Cookies. you could get this virtual. Now, they say that this deal is for the holidays. I have to imagine Mariah's cookies is for the holidays, right? You're not in July like, God damn, I should go for it some of Mariah's how good cookies they are. Right now.
If they're that good, this is what's called a soft rollout.
I can't get over that they're just called holiday hits. It would be like...
They're the holiday hits cookie
trio. It would be like if these are Pete Townshend's sick riffs McFlurries. This is
I don't think this is still a McDonald's, right? This is not a McDonald's anymore.
No, this is a different. No, this is at Mariah's Cookies, a real restaurant that is not real.
Okay.
Something
that exists only in Tron.
Yeah, this year's release of holiday flavors are the ideal treat to share and enjoy while snuggled up with your loved ones. Watch your favorite holiday specials and movies.
Enjoy this classic cheeseburger flavored cookie.
We forgot to leave cookies out for Santa last year.
Fuck!
And we're terrified we'd wind up on the naughty list, says Mariah Carey.
Wow.
To no one in particular.
Mariah, you just lived with this shame and guilt for a year?
So this is where it really, guys. So we FaceTimed him over the summer to ensure we got his top three flavors.
Santa, please, please, you gotta forgive us.
In case you were wondering, here they are. The Holiday Hits Cookie Trio 2021, available for a limited time only. No shit, because it is called the Holiday Hits
Well, that could
trio.
Be anything, Justin.
It includes three special edition flavors, gingerbread, cinnamon sugar, and chocolate raspberry.
Special
chocolate
edition. Packaged. You'll never find gingerbread anywhere else.
It's got a festive box, too.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, it was gingerbread, cinnamon sugar, and what was the third one?
Yeah, chocolate raspberry truffle.
That's actually pretty wild.
Sounds I like good. That one.
That's what. Hey, it's just Santa's favorite.
There's no way that you ask Santa his favorite cookie, and he's like, fucking gingerbread, my dude. I love it. Can't get enough of that wonderful stuff.
So, yeah, these are Mariah's cookies.
Do you think she makes each one?
I don't know if you can get Mariah's cookies. Okay, I can't get them.
Can I?
Yeah, looks like you could. If you got onto a delivery app, you could probably get some of Mariah's cookies.
Because I live in the big city.
Quickly. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind ordering those, Trav, and just let me know how it goes.
They taste exactly like gingerbread cookies, Justin.
And I want you to really order them, Trav, for me for the holidays. Thanks.
Through any delivery service, you say?
Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates, Uber Eats, and Seamless.
Okay, I'll order one from each of those, so I don't show up.
Okay. Do you guys mind, real quick, if I mention a quick Mariah Carey story?
Yeah. Oh.
She just launched her first holiday collection today, announcing the news with a commercial shared across all Carey's social accounts. It's available at Target and Walmart, and it's inspired by, you'll never guess this, her record-breaking classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's got animated versions of Mariah and her beloved dog, Cha-Cha, incorporated throughout. The collection is personal to Carey, you see. She has designed products that she and her family love to use and enjoy during the holidays. This is a special jewel encrusted purse I use to carry my cheeseburger with extra
bacon. I love it. It's my favorite.
This is a cheeseburger sleeve, so I don't have to touch it with my hands. I'm not sure if you're aware, but this is a quote. I'm not sure if you're aware, but Christmas is kind of my thing.
What?
Putting together this line was so much fun because I added my own festive spin to traditional holiday merchandise. I worked on it all year long. Now it's finally time to share my holiday collection with you all. Merry Christmas. Now, hey, listen, Mariah, I know you didn't work on it all year long or else you didn't work very hard on your cookies and hamburgers.
Well, she don't have to work on the hamburger, Justin. That's a reward.
That's her treat to herself for a great day of making goods at Walmart.
That's her thing just for her.
She needs that cheeseburger energy to make cool bags.
The holiday collection of Christmas collectibles ranges. That's the sentence they went with. The holiday collection of Christmas collectibles ranges from cozy, including blankets, throw pillows, socks, and slippers, to festive with adorable pet outfits, stockings. Oh, it's by Mariah. This Chihuahua outfit.
Oh, this Chihuahua outfit?
They got a plush Mariah and Cha-Cha. Sure to delight any
Hell
child
yeah.
on your Christmas list. It's all available for you at Target or Walmart. You can pre-order now.
Justin, I ordered the cookies.
Oh, good point.
And I look forward to having them as a special treat just for me.
And I bought the dog shirt.
That's great.
I bought her dog.
Real quick. Okay, before we wrap up, could I do one more quick story?
Is it about Mariah Carey?
It is. Okay. Mariah Carey has launched her own Irish cream brand,
what?
Black yes. Irish. And just so you know, I'm not cherry picking, guys. This is all this year. I mean, these are this year. This all happened this year.
Yeah, she's hustling.
She is not fucking around.
She has to earn money to buy more classic cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
She can't sit back and let those cheeseburgers just sit there lonely at the McDonald's. She has to eat them.
Celebrity owned, this is not a press release. This is a story from Food and Wine, but celebrity
owned spirit release. Brands. This was a direct email just received from Mariah Carey.
In 2018, George Clooney was named Forbes' highest paid actor, not due to any on-screen roles, but instead thanks to the near $1 billion sale of his tequila brand, Casamigos.
That shouldn't count. Just in case anyone's wondering, that shouldn't count towards that total.
Count,
that,
right?
That doesn't seem fair. That's
Ryan Reynolds Aviation. It sold for about $610 million. And now Mariah Carey is there. Yesterday, she turned to Twitter to make a big announcement with limited details. Introducing Black Irish, she tweeted. 2 years in the making. Truly a cause for celebration. The picture is just Mariah on a beach with a bottle of her Black Irish.
Because where else? Where do you want to cream the corn more than
yeah,
the
I
beach?
Know. God almighty.
A nice, cool glass of Irish cream liqueur.
It comes in original white chocolate and salted caramel, all of which are 17% ABV. The brand states that these Irish creams are crafted and produced in Ireland in a certified sustainable facility with 50% renewable energy. Mm. Now, y'all, the other 50%, though, is the dirtiest energy.
They are rolling coal with this Irish cream.
It's just it's still whole dinosaur bones just going right in and burning.
It celebrates exceptional quality with a blend of aged Irish whiskey and superior dairy.
deli. Finest deli meats. Got some fucking corned beef in there? No.
The superior dairy sourced from Irish farms. Black Irish white chocolate uses the finest Belgian chocolate for a rich and smooth taste.
Okay.
The name, Carey chose Black Irish as a playful nod to her Black and Irish heritage. Her father was of Black and Venezuelan descent, and her mother has an Irish background. The fact that the liqueur itself, an Irish cream, feels a bit like a chicken or the egg situation as far as which came first, the name or the product. But the brand states that Carey is, quote, a fan of Irish creams.
Love that stuff.
And points to how well Irish cream pairs with her huge holiday hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes, yes. I just want to say, by the way, story, that the phrase has an Irish background sounds like something you would put on a resume about like, I know you're looking for someone Irish. I have an Irish background. I've worked in Irish before. Thank you for asking.
I have, quote, here's a quote, because you knew it was coming. I have been putting my heart into this project for almost 2 years.
That's the first one of these four that I believe.
Now, Mariah, which is it, bud? Because either you've been really focused on your creams or really focused on your dog shirts, ladies. It can't be both. Anyway, I've been putting my heart into this project for almost 2 years, and I am so excited to finally share this news with you all. I wanted to create something that embodies the holidays and gives everyone a reason to celebrate year-round, and I really think that we have done that with Black Irish. Hey, why are you celebrating today, Justin? Well, I'm celebrating because Mariah Carey has her own Irish cream brand.
And she deserves it.
That's my reason to celebrate.
Hey, Mariah, do these pair well with your cookies? With my what? Wait, what's that? Oh, yeah. Cookies.
The cookies that they pay me in cheeseburgers for.
Yes. My favorite meal to sit down to is a big glass of Irish cream.
Served out of a purse.
With a cheeseburger with extra pickles and a big stack of cookies.
And I
in all Santa's favorite flavors.
I slosh it around in my big purse.
I bet it's good.
And then I eat it all.
I bet all of this is very good.
Mariah Carey is like, you gotta respect.
I do.
So much. Like, if we had one song that was 1/10, like, you would never hear the.
No.
We would do this with everybody.
If we had a novelty hit like the fucking Chipmunks, you wouldn't be able to talk to me in public.
Yeah.
Pure. Yeah. What do we have time for? We got time.
I think we have time to write a hit holiday song, Justin. But
okay, dun, 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 dun. All I
nope.
want.
Wait,
they already did that one.
Is
cheese
shoes cheese.
Take
cheese.
Me up to Santa's house. Here we go. I think it should be like an old
let's
timey.
Let's do it. We can bang out a quick.
Let's go back to like old timey ones where it's like, hey, it's snowing outside. Here's a whole fucking song about it.
Well, start that. I won't interrupt, but like start it there.
We'll riff.
Yeah. I'm putting on my Christmas boots to step.
No, that's not how you started just now. It's like,
let's go on up to Santa's house. It's snowing in the neighborhood.
You've jumped to the chorus.
Yeah,
like,
you've got to start
like
with it. You've
got to
start
okay.
with. Let me God
start.
Damn
yeah,
it.
A little boozy. The kids are asleep. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's snowing outside. And
now
it's spoken word. Just say, well, it's snowing out.
Well, it looks like.
Yeah, just like you did it the first time.
It looks like a snowy day outside. Sloshy, sloppy, and wet. And today it's Christmas Eve. And it's special. Isn't that right, Jacob?
Yeah.
That's my friend Jacob. Going up to Santa's house. Driving up in my Chevrolet. I got snow chains on my tires. And I think that's okay.
I found the perfect gift for Saint Nick. It's a real nice fitting pair of slacks and a briefcase so he can go to a job that's a different job from the one he has.
And I'm Jacob, and now the rap. I love Christmas and I'm here to say I love giving presents in a major way. I unwrap them, I open them, and I eat some food. And everything here is really good.
Fresh stuff, Jacob.
Thanks, I've been training for months.
Oh no, here come the turbo bots. They hate Santa Claus and hate us too.
Jacob, take they hate gun. Our freedom.
Jacob, take this gun. There's bullets in the red box. And yeah, I think Jacob knows what to do.
Hey everybody, it's me, Mariah Carey. These are the bots that I created. I'm so proud of my killer robots. They're gonna destroy every living thing.
So if I go down, I want you to find my wife and tell her where the money's buried. You promised me, Jacob. You promised me. Okay, let's get out there.
Damn, this snow is really fucking slushy. Driving all around and whipping all around.
We are the Turbo Bots. We hate Santa Claus.
That's all I got.
The TurboBots have got some slushy snow trapped inside their gears. Looks like we are safe at home, cozy for another year. But stay wary, because the bots will return, everybody.
They'll come back.
They'll come back worse than ever.
And that's good.
It's good. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast, my brother, and me. And happy holidays, candle lights, to you and yours. We hope you're having a pleasant holiday season.
Hey, speaking of which... The video on demand is still up of our Candle Night show.
Yes, please. If you didn't get it, it's so fun. It's over 2 hours of great festive holiday entertainment. It will be live for another, it's hard for me to do the math. It's like a week and a half or so as you're listening to this, I think. So please just go pony up some money for it and help. It's a great cause, Harmony House. They do so much for people who are currently unsheltered in our community, and it's a wonderful cause. And if you would just go to bit.ly/candlelights2021, everybody who watched it, I can say to a person, had a wonderful time. And now you could count yourself amongst their number if you will go and get that and watch it. We really appreciate you.
Speaking of shows, we're doing a virtual live stream for Wonderful, the show me and Rachel do on January 7th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Same thing as Candlelights. Tickets are $5 with an option to give more. It's bit.ly/wonderfulabc2021. And ticket sales for that go to benefit Austin Batcave, which is a nonprofit here in town that offers writing programs for young authors age 6 to 18. It's a really, really cool program, and we're happy to be supporting them with a show. So buy tickets so the money can go to them. Thanks.
Also, just a heads up to let everybody know, we all will be taking next week off. For the holidays, so we will be back in the new year with new episodes. So
we got a name 2022, don't we?
Yeah, we'll figure that out. But yeah, there will be no new episodes next week. But before the month runs out, make sure you go over to macromerch.com, get that pin of the month, which is Steely Van from The Adventure Zone. Benefits the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. We have the My Brother, My Brother, and the Man Who Ruined My For You page sticker. And we've got the Zone of Adventure enamel pin. So go check those out. We got a bunch of other stuff over there too. MacRoyMerch.com.
Thank you. And just an enormous thank you to Montaigne. I don't know what just happened to me just there. That was kind of strange.
You were awash with emotion.
I guess so. It's an amazing song. We appreciate it so much. And this final Yahoo was sent in by Terrence Howard.
Whoa.
Wow. Huge get.
Yeah, we're getting a...
The one from movies?
Yeah.
The original War Machine?
Wow.
Yeah, Terrence Howard sent this one. And thank you, Terrence. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Frederick Circus.
Oh.
Frederick Circus asks,
oh, okay.
Will you marry me, Sheila?
That's it?
That's all it says, yeah.
No details given?
It's a Yahoo Answers proposal. I guess it's not that.
Are there any answers?
Sheila did respond. She said, not yet.
Oh.
Wow, it's spicy. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, I like that. We'll circle back next week to figure out how this all plays out.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're... Can I just say real quick before we say our names, I can't believe there's a Matrix movie.
I'm so fucking stoked. Get out of here.
Are we going to... We're not doing an episode that week. And I'm so mad. Anyway.
I mean, we could still talk about it, just the three of us.
Yeah, gross. My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm your realist brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
He's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Hey there, I'm Ellen Weatherford.
And I'm Christian Weatherford.
And we've got big feelings about animals that we just gotta share.
On Just the Zoo of Us, your new favorite animal review podcast, we're here to critically evaluate how each animal excels and how it doesn't, rating them out of 10 on their effectiveness, ingenuity, and aesthetics.
Guest experts give you their takes informed by actual, real-life experiences studying and working with very cool animals like sharks, cheetahs, and sea turtles.
It's a field trip to the zoo for your ears.
So if you or your kids have ever wondered if a pigeon can count, why sloths move so slow, or how a spider sees the world, find out with us every Wednesday on Just the Zoo of Us, which can now be found in its natural habitat on MaximumFun.org.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.